Bill Bryant's family moved to Damascus Township, Pennsylvania, close to 170 years ago.
1841.
Some pretty deep roots.
Yeah, they cleared the land here. So. They were Connecticut Yankees.
It's gorgeous land. Pretty much the definition of bucolic, with lush, gentle hills and a view of the Catskill Mountains in the distance. Bryant's a dairy farmer, but he's also watching a gas company slowly move into the area.
That whole side hill over there is signed up with Chesapeake. Like I say, the guy across the road is signed with Chesapeake. The guy across the road probably only signed for 1,400. And that guy signed for a couple thousand. But they did get up to around 2,800 here, too.
That's how much the gas companies were paying per acre, just as a signing bonus. At that rate, Bryant would have earned about $750,000 on his 260 acres. And once the wells started pumping gas from under his land, he'd earn a percentage of the revenues. But he didn't sign, in part because he and his family have questions about the environmental impact of drilling. Here's why. The fuel's actually trapped in little pockets in the shale. Tom Murphy of the Penn State Cooperative Extension says, to get the gas out of those pockets, energy companies use a technique called hydraulic fracturing.
Forcing millions of gallons of water down into this rock strata and breaking it open.
They force the water into the borehole at extremely high pressure, which opens up tiny cracks in the rock.
You're looking at something essentially the thickness of a hair.
Then they pump sand into the hole.
That sand goes down, acts as a proppant, and actually holds those cracks open.
So once the water gets pumped out, the gas flows up to the surface and ultimately to your furnace. The thing is, energy companies aren't just pumping water and sand into the ground. The fluid that they use is actually a soup that contains scores of chemicals, and some of those ingredients are toxic. They can cause brain and kidney damage, even cancer. And environmentalists say, given the track record of operations like this in Texas and across the West, there's almost no oversight when it comes to disposing of the fluid. So it might end up in the water table or in lakes and streams or even evaporating. And because of those risks, they want the drilling to stop.
Okay, we'll see you in Damascus.
Every weekend, Joe Levine and Jane Seifertz leave their home in Brooklyn for a barn that they converted into a weekend home, not far from Bryant's farm. It's where the anti-drilling movement meets to talk strategy.
Okay, you know what we really should start with?
For public consumption.
I think we should just start with like a brief report about the scoping hearing that that just happened.
Levine and Seifertz helped organize a group called Damascus Citizens for Sustainability. A lot of locals think they're nothing but NIMBYs, but Pat Carullo, another of the group's organizers, said there's something much bigger at stake.
This is not our backyard. This is the drinking water source for 15 million Americans.
As he said that, he gestured out a wall of windows with a sweeping view of the Delaware River a couple hundred feet downhill. New York City's reservoirs are upstream, and Philadelphia and Wilmington tap the Delaware watershed downstream. The locals say they understand that. That as farmers, they're well aware of the environmental risks and they're trying to minimize them. They accuse the folks in Damascus Citizens of being condescending, treating them like ignorant rubes. They say it's like the two sides aren't even speaking the same language. Pat Carullo from the group says he knows what language he's speaking.
I'm speaking English. I don't exactly know what language someone might be speaking who says, we understand that the gas and oil industry is operating under total federal deregulation. We understand that there's going to be a catastrophic result from thousands of gas wells in a watershed, which is protected by a sitting act of Congress, and we're going to proceed anyway. I don't understand. That doesn't seem to me like English.
The locals also say the gas companies are in Pennsylvania to stay. The drilling is inevitable. But Barbara Arendelle, another organizer of Damascus Citizens, says nothing's inevitable.
The inevitability of someone who was born into an African American, a Negro, or whatever terminology of dark skin in this country, it was inevitable that they were going to be a slave. Now, that's not the case today.
But it took a war to establish that.
Well, it might take a war to do this. If someone's only looking at what's going to go in my pocket and I don't care about anything else, well, then that's the language that they might have to understand, that they will be sued, that there are costs involved in this beyond what is just going to go into their pocket.
A lot of the farmers in the area just roll their eyes when you mention the Damascus citizens. They see them as carpetbaggers who just don't understand farm life. Some of the group's members are weekenders, others live in the area full-time, but most of its leaders are New Yorkers, city people. They're part of a wave of city people who've been moving into the area for years now. As they buy and build homes, property taxes rise, and it gets harder to run dairy farms. Bill Bryant, the farmer we heard from earlier, whose family's been working the land here for nearly 170 years, he says he's tried to adapt to the changes by opening an artisanal cheesemaking operation. But not without some misgivings.
I'm personally maybe a little bit anti-city people, but the cheese thing works better with the city people. So, I mean, we're trying to take advantage of what's happening in the area. Because the trend in dairy farmers is just to keep getting bigger. And we're probably almost the biggest in the county now, and we don't want to get any bigger, you know. So at that point, you got to look to do something else.
For some of his neighbors, something else comes down to two choices. Either sign a gas lease or sell off the land.
And those places are basically in jeopardy of being subdivided, you know, and somebody from the city would get a hold of them. So are we better off with those places subdivided and more city people in the area? Are we better off with the people that have been here for 100 years, keeping those tracts in the family and getting some money from gas to pay their taxes and keep the land? So I don't know which is worse.
Bill Bryant has time to make up his mind. Gas companies have cut back on signing new leases thanks to the economy. Meanwhile, two counties away, drilling's already taking place. Its opponents are lobbying lawmakers to stop it before it goes any farther. In Damascus Township, Pennsylvania, I'm Rick Carr for Weekend America and Blueprint America.